Blackstone Audio presents The Political Brain, The Role of Emotion in Deciding the Fate of the Nation, by Drew Weston. Introduction. This book is aimed at readers interested in how the mind works, how the brain works, and what this means for why candidates win and lose elections. Its intended audience includes readers interested in politics, psychology, leadership, neuroscience, marketing, and law. This book is likely to be of particular interest to the 50 million Democratic voters who can't figure out why their party has lost so many elections, despite polls showing that the average voter agrees with Democratic positions on most policy issues, from protection of the earth to fairness to middle-class taxpayers who want nothing more than a better life for their children. The central thesis of the book is that the vision of mind that has captured the imagination of philosophers, cognitive scientists, economists, and political scientists since the 18th century, a dispassionate mind that makes decisions by weighing the evidence and reasoning to the most valid conclusions, bears no relation to how the mind and brain actually work. When campaign strategists start from this vision of mind, their candidates typically lose. If this book doesn't read like the typical book on politics or political strategy, it's because it asks a question seldom asked by political pundits or political scientists. How would candidates for public office run their campaigns if they started with an understanding of how the minds and brains of voters actually work? The questions we ask invariably reflect our own background. I am a scientist who studies emotion and personality, the lead investigator in a team of neuroscientists.